How are kids processing the coronavirus pandemic? The shutdown of schools, daycare, businesses, the social distancing, the job losses, the reports of sickness and death. Joining us now by Skype is Janine Dominguez, a clinical psychologist in the Anxiety Disorder Center at the Child Mind Institute in New York. Janine, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and the only thing that I can think of in recent memory that you could compare this moment to when it comes to how kids are processing it is 9/11, which, of course, you know, made a very big difference in all of our lives and especially must have been frightening for children. What are you thinking of as you think about how kids are processing this and what it means to them?
Yeah, I think certainly the change in routine and the change in everyday life can certainly feel anxiety provoking and is also very stressful. But I think the hope is that as we're coaching parents on having open communication with their kids and with their kiddos around what is happening and keeping it in a way that's factual, keeping it about what's happening in the moment, and that what we're all doing together is to help keep each other healthy and safe and keep others healthy and safe. And I think if we can package it in that way, it provides a protective factor in terms of anxiety and other things that might come from something that seems really uncertain.
But I imagine there would be some parents who'd be worried about telling their kids too much about what's going on because they don't want to scare them.
Yeah, I do think that there's a balance. Certainly not talking about it at all can actually provide more anxiety since kids obviously know that there's a difference and there's something happening. So one way of maybe not providing too much information or providing the right amount of information in terms of developmental level is by taking your child's lead. And maybe you start off by asking them what they know or what they think they know about what's happening and about the coronavirus. So that way you can provide information where there is misinformation and really do it at their level. And then I also think just for parents in general, we want to be informed, of course, but too much information, even for parents, can be anxiety provoking. So I would even caution parents to limit how much consumption they are having in terms of coronavirus news, because it can be almost like you're carrying too much as well. Kids can also pick up on that.
Would parents be able to tell immediately if their children are anxious about what's going on? Do young kids in particular have the vocabulary to explain their feelings?
You know, with the adjustment of a new normalcy and a new routine, there's going to be some feelings around that. And so with younger kids, you might see that more behaviorally, maybe with more temper tantrums or maybe physical symptoms, stomach aches, headaches. And with older children, I think they have more of the vocabulary to say they're feeling nervous or anxious. Both younger kids and older kids might seek out more reassurance, asking questions around whether we're going to be okay, what's going to happen next. Once, you know, a couple weeks go by and we're kind of already in a new normal, if those questions keep happening, if there's still a lot of anxiety symptoms, it might be time to potentially reach out to a mental health provider and maybe provide some help in that way.
As someone who grew up in a big family with a lot of brothers and sisters, I have to say, just the idea of everybody having to spend all day in the same place could probably cause some issues.
Yeah, I think that for myself, just being able to balance working from home and being present as a parent and helping my child also do some school at home, also having my partner work from home, we're all sort of balancing that time. And I think there's going to be some time to adjust to that. I also think that there can be some silver lining to this. You're actually getting to maybe reconnect with one another and reconnect as a family. And there's going to be some, I'm sure, bumps around along the road. And that's totally normal.
It's interesting, in this crisis, it seems like there are three buckets of people. People who are worried first and foremost about the health impacts of coronavirus, people who may have lost their jobs or their income because of the coronavirus, and then people who still have their health and they still have their income, but they're in a very strange situation just because they're working from home, they're staying home with their kids, or they're the kid that's home with their parents. And that's a different and difficult change as well.
Yeah, I think that all three buckets are experiencing some level of change, and I assume, too, some level of uncertainty as it comes to planning or the future, and that can be really daunting and certainly add to anxiety and stress. And being able to just make it about the here and now and focus on the things that you can control in the moment. And even though this is incredibly difficult, I think practicing some radical acceptance around the things you can't really control right now also can help to alleviate some of that anxiety and stress.
That is Janine Dominguez, who's a clinical psychologist in the Anxiety Disorder Center at the Child Mind Institute in New York. Janine, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Robin, I mentioned my big family there. We did do a family Zoom the other day, and it looked like the starting scene to the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
But no Alice, right?
And everybody had red hair.
Exactly. Here and Now, production of NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.